What about those that don't go in the water that, you know, dig holes and the rattlesnakes burrow down in them?
That's a gopher. We used to have one type here in this part of the country here that there was a gopher of a kind, and the people call them a salamander.
Hmm.
But a salamander is a little bitty water lizard.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I don't know why they call these salamanders, but these things that was here, this gopher, he had a pocket on each side of his head.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd go down and fill that pocket with that dirt and bring it back out and pour it out, and he'd have a mound of dirt about that high. And he could go around the hill and keep that dirt straight as he went around the hill. But those things have been gone for several years.
Oh, I wonder why they...
I don't know what happened to them. But
down, you know, down in South Alabama, there's big snakes and rattlesnakes burrow down in that wood. Spending wood down there.
And we've had there's another squirrel that we had here that you don't see very much of, was a flying squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
He'd scoot up the tree up to the top yard, he'd open out them and he'd glide way down there in the swamp.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about those there's a kind of thing that some people, especially down in Louisiana, eat it. You see it in freshwater streams. I guess it looks kind of like got claws, and you remember you turn over rocks, sometimes it swim away backwards.
Crawjack?
Mm-hmm.
Crayfish or crawfish.
Many people, if they eat those around here, they have those around here?
It's just beginning to happen. They say they're good eat.
I never had.
Now there's two or three kinds of those things. There's one kind, it's a hard shell. In this black man down here, they get so bad, they burrow down in the ground, and they get so bad they come up and cut out all the stuff that they plant on there. But that's not the type that they eat. The type that you eat is a type that stay in the water all the time, and his shell is soft. But he get about the size of a shrimp.
We're talking about some of those different kinds of animals and things. And some of them been talking about a new thing that's been coming up, kind of walking catfish.
Yeah.
Anything about that?
Well, there hadn't been any of them in this area here, not to my knowing, but I've heard a lot of reports about a walking catfish.
Are they supposed to actually get out on the land?
He can live without oxygen, and I think you know how they can go. But I imagine if he's to get a good long ways away from water and it get dry on him, he'd have a hard time.
Probably so. And somebody was telling me about a kind of possum, too. Usually if you go kick an old possum, he'll play possum.
Yeah.
There's a kind of possum that would bite if you try. You heard it?
These here bite you.
Really?
In these woods here, there's a gray one. The fur on him is gray, and then there's a black one. And he'll bite you.
Not that black one will?
Either one of them will bite you.
Do they have a different name for those, or just...
No, it's just possum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fellow was telling me, but he kicked a black one, and the thing had come up and tried to bite him.
Oh, they will bite you at times. Mm-hmm. They sure will bite you.
We're talking about different wildlife. The kind of stinging insects, what kind of little stinging insects would you have around, like bees and so forth?
Oh, we've got yellow jackets, and we've got the hornet, and we've got a scorpion, and bumblebees, honeybees.
Those yellow jackets, where do they live?
They build it, they burrow down in the ground, make them a nest in the ground there.
And the hornet, he out on a tree?
Yeah, he makes him a... Or some of them make a great big comb-shaped thing.
Those kind of, they make a nest up in the corner of a porch or something like that.
That's a wasp. Red wasp is a red wasp, and an yellow wart, the guinea wart,